This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Labor Department was out with some new rules this morning about how to decide which workers are actual company employees and thus entitled to certain wage and overtime protections. Or more accurately, the White House is reinstating the old rules after the Trump administration lowered the bar for classifying workers as independent contractors. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains what's going on there.
Rideshare and delivery apps have changed the conversation around who counts as an independent contractor and whether companies are exploiting that distinction, says Vina Dubal, a law professor at UC Irvine.
The primary business innovation of these on-demand companies has been to say, we are connecting consumers with workers and we're just intermediaries.
And that each driver is operating an independent small business.
I think that kind of doesn't really pass the laugh test.
Terry Gerstein with NYU's Wagner Labor Initiative says those theoretical business owners have pretty limited control.
You know, most importantly, they're not allowed to set their own rates.
The new/old federal rules will take that into account, along with how financially dependent the worker is on the company and whether their work is integral to its business model. Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash aren't sweating it. They all said today they won't change their operations based on the new standard.
It only will come into play if a worker is claiming a violation.
Sam Sanders with the Economic Policy Institute says we can probably also expect lawsuits from those big tech companies. But it's not just the so-called gig economy that's subject to these rules.
It's, you know, construction workers, nail salon workers, janitors, lots of other people who are vulnerable to being misclassified.
And who now stand a better chance at getting the pay and protections other workers get. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.